Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8.38, it's good morning again to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey, and we'll start with Shamrock Rovers beating Cork City 2-0 to win the Sports Direct FAI Cup for 2025. It's an historic one for them because it means they're the League and Cup champions for the first time since 1987. Both goals scored by Rory Gaffney in the second half. City actually played really well, particularly in that first half. Sending off of Harry Nevin just before the break really proved to be their undoing. And then it was Gaffney who inspired Rovers to the double.
Not the grace of defensive work by Anderson. It's got to the back post and it's Gaffney! And Shamrock Rovers lead. And who else but Rory Gaffney? The resistance has been broken. It's a goal for Shamrock Rovers in the cup final.
I think they were saying that about this group of players. The only thing we haven't done is a double, so we've done that now. We've ticked that off the bucket list, so I don't know what's left for us to do other than do it all over again next year.
A goal down and a man down, and now Gaffney breaks forward into the penalty area. Gaffney! Oh, what a finish that was! His second goal as the goalkeeper, Conor Brand, came to meet him. That angle from the right-hand side, it looks like no way he was going to score, but he kept it low and hard and hit the other side of the netting. And it's 2-0 in the 72nd minute to Shamrock Rovers. Game over.
I guess that is the stuff of dreams, scoring two goals in a cup final.
Yeah, couldn't really ask for much more, could I? It was a tough game, tough first half. Sending off has probably changed us. We applied a lot of pressure. Start second half, one disallowed for offside, and then, you know, a couple of minutes later, able to kind of toe poke one in, and I was got the second one a couple minutes later. So it was from Galway. There's not too many FAI Cup winners. The last one probably from Galway might be, well, the last one I can think of, Johnny Glynn. Scored the goal in 91. He was here tonight. He was my first ever manager in the League of Ireland, probably going back to 2008, 2009. And I suppose without him and people like him, I wouldn't be here. So it was great to have him here today. And I can say that I've scored the winner in a cup final too.
Yeah, well done to them. I'm sure they're very happy down in Tuam this morning. In the Premier League, Manchester City got the better of Liverpool 3-0. Now, still very early days in that season, but a fifth loss for the champions Liverpool. And I have the league table from last season's when they won that league. And I'm looking at the 38 games played, 125, drew 9, lost 4. So they've already lost more than they have last season, which is not great for them. Aston Villa, 4-0 winners against Bournemouth. Brentford, 3-1 win against Newcastle. Nottingham Forest enjoyed a 3-1 victory over Leeds. Crystal Palace and Brighton played out a scoreless draw. Johnny Kenny scored again for Celtic as they beat Kilmarnock 4-0 in Scotland. They're now 7 points behind the leaders Hearts, who drew with Dundee United. So a good weekend all round there for Celtic. In the AIB Club Championships, Ballyhale Shamrocks win against Kilcormac Killahy, overshadowed by some unsavoury scenes at the final whistle. Now, the Gardaí has charged a man in his 40s following a public order incident. He's scheduled to appear before the courts at a later date. The investigation around that incident are ongoing. Naas, Clock, Ballycollig and St Martins are also through to the semi-final. St Martins from Wexford beating the reigning champions Nafina, the All-Ireland champions Nafina. A winner scored in the dying moments there, and one of their key players yesterday was Barry O'Connor, who was returned from Australia for the championship. He's with Porrick Lodge.
Obviously, from what you can see, it's a very special day for us. Maybe, you know, the celebrations are obviously quite they're very clear and everyone's very, very excited, but I think it's probably more of a reflection on Nafina and how much it means for us to beat them, beat the All-Ireland champions in your backyard. And you know, losing to them by a couple of points last year as well, it didn't need much motivation going in, but and in the way we won the game, of course, and you win a game by the last minute points, you're always going to be that bit more excited. So yeah, just very hard to sum up the emotions other than just pure delight and I guess ecstasy. Yeah,
you've made the return trip again from Australia. What has brought you back, and how long do you think you're going to stay for?
A lot of reasons. There's more to life than sport as well. I won't lie, I do care deeply about my club here. I guess you get your rewards from days like today, and nothing. You wouldn't trade anything for today and 2 weeks ago winning the county final. So yeah, a lot of reasons, but this is definitely one of them. And yeah, I'll be going back again. You know, when this all finishes up, whenever that is. Hopefully, we've got a little bit more to go. So
yeah, well done to Barry. I think there's definitely a study to be done in the amount of players that are coming back from down under in America just for the club championships. It seems to be a fairly regular occurrence at this stage. Scotstown and Newbridge reached the Ulster football semi-finals. Mike Quillen reached the Connacht semi-final. Erol qualified for the last four in Munster. And some history in Limerick as Mungret St. Paul's beat Newcastle West to win their very first county football title there. Well done to them. Kilkerran Clonburn won the Connacht ladies football title for an eighth season in a row. Kilmacud Croke secured the Leinster crown once again. Four in a row there for them. Aaron Rye beat Tommy Fleetwood in a playoff to win the Abu Dhabi Championship. Both finished on 25 under par. Roy McIlroy tied third, just missed that playoff by a stroke. Shane Lowry was in a share for 12th place. Roy finished with a 62, but just came up short.
You know, I got off to a really good start. You know, I was three under through two. Hit two great shots into the first, two great shots into the second, converted. And then stalled a little bit in the front nine. I birdied the seventh to get the four under. So I've played the front nine very well this week. And then it was on the back nine that I couldn't really get anything going. But, you know, I started the back nine with, I think, five birdies in a row. Drove it onto the 10th green again. And, you know, I hit a couple of really good wedges in that stretch and, knocked them in. So, yeah, once I was nine under through 14, I thought, OK, if I could, you know, post a number here. I knew 15, 16, 17 were playing tough back into the wind off the left. I thought I did hit a good wedge shot in 15. It just got caught by the wind a bit. The one thing I said to Harry walking off the green is, well, at least we're going to make them earn it no matter what happens. So, and obviously ended up one short, but great day of golf and, a great way to end of the week and also a great way to sort of go into next week into Dubai as well.
Yeah, he's certainly finishing the season out strongly. McLaren's Lando Norris claimed the Sao Paulo Grand Prix. He leads the Drivers' Championship by 24 points, three races to go. And finally, big changes on the RT Radio 1 schedule today. You might have heard a little bit about that. Well, I just want to plug the all-new sports show on the station between 6 and 7. Join Jackie and Marie for Inside Sport on weekdays. Good luck to them.
Good luck to them indeed, Darren. Thank you. Coming up, we'll speak with Katrina Jennings on her stunning performance in Illinois over the weekend, breaking the 100-mile world record. That's coming up after this break.